Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It might only be the summer, but already there are hints that we could be in for a giveaway budget this autumn. Yesterday, Cabinet met for the last time before the dull summer break, and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar insisted he hasn't given up on a €1,000 tax cut pledge for middle-income earners. So, might it actually happen? I'm joined now by Philip Ryan, political editor of the Irish Independent. Good morning to you. What exactly was the Taoiseach saying about this tax cut yesterday?
Well, this was in the context of a end of term, let's call it, media briefing with political journalists in government buildings, where he was peppered with a range of questions about various things. And one of them, with the budget fast approaching, was where does this €1,000 net tax break for middle income earners that Fine Gael have been promoting over the last weeks and months stand? And look, he didn't shoot it down. He didn't say, I'm not going for that anymore. He pointed out that while the current tax package for the budget ahead is €1.1 billion, he said that pot can still be added to by other revenue raising measures. So there could be new taxes on various things, or taxes on excises on say like alcohol, or I doubt that'll happen though, on cigarettes could go up. There's also money going to come in from the VAT rate on hospitality, because that's going to go back up. There's lots of ways to add to the pot so that he can achieve the tax cut that he wants. Now, he has to do all this in negotiation and in conjunction with Finance Minister Michael McGrath and, of course, Pascal Donoghue, Public Expenditure Minister. But it's for sure that it is something that he does want to stick at.
The talk of another rate of tax has gone, though. It's all just focusing on this €1,000, is it?
Yeah, that's a 30% idea seems to have kind of slowly drifted away. And we're back to essentially increasing the entry point for the top rate of income tax, the 40% rate. So that's the rate that over a number of years has increased to now. You only pay the 40% on 40,000 on your earnings above €40,000. And it seems that will now be increased. It'll have to be increased significantly to get to the €1,000 mark. And it can be also done in conjunction with other tax credits, which also save workers money.
Electricity bills are still very high for consumers, as indeed are food prices. How likely are we to see a repeat now of last winter's energy credits, each of them worth £200 at a time, taken off everybody's electricity bill?
Well, going off public comments from the Taoiseach and Finance Minister Michael McGrath in recent days, I'd be shocked if there wasn't some form of energy credit announced in this budget as part of a kind of supplementary cost of living package that will go alongside the day-to-day measures. So I don't know if it's going to be the €600 that we got this year, but you can be sure there'll be at least one, if not two, energy credits announced in budget time. And, of course, alongside that, a package for businesses.
And what is the likelihood that, once again, they will be universal payments rather than more targeted?
Yeah, I think the universal will be the watchword. The very much from the government's point of view, across all three parties, really, is that inflation has impacted everybody. It's not just something that has impact on the poorer households. But to complement that, there will be a package of measures that are aimed at lower income people who are struggling to pay their bills more. We've seen it before with the fuel allowance, which they gave extra payments. They expanded the criteria for being able to apply for it. And they also extended the period that it's paid out. And I would expect that that's something that we'll see again in this year's budget.
While he is, as you suggest, mantra-like, constantly saying how much he wants to do to help middle-income earners, he also adds in child poverty and child care after that quite frequently. Is there any indication in this chat with him as to what he is going to do there?
He's moving along with his child poverty unit in the Department of Taoiseach. So that's all staffed up now, and they're going to be examining policies and examining measures that can be introduced that can address this issue, which is something the government is quite concerned about, because it is increasing. We've got, of course, a new cohort of children into the country over the last year from various countries such as Ukraine and elsewhere. And along with our own children here in the country who have been here, who are suffering poverty. So look, the measures haven't been drafted just yet. The Child Poverty Unit will look into it over the coming weeks. And you can be sure there will be a flavour of that or a nod to that in the budget as well. The obvious one on that regard is to do the double child benefit, of course, which we spoke about the other day.
Again, not targeted, but a universal measure as well. Mm. You talked about support there, the Energy Front for businesses. He is also constantly saying what it is that he wants to do for businesses. Is there talk of any other kind of support outside of energy?
And not just yet, but I think that the energy support, especially the one that was announced last year, was a very significant support. It was up to €15,000 that could be claimed from revenue every month by businesses off their energy costs. Obviously, that the bigger businesses would be claiming that. But I think there's recognition in government, and Taoiseach said it himself yesterday, is that businesses have been hit with a lot of new expense and costs from this government, even though Fine Gael pitch themselves as this enterprise business-friendly party. They're still the party who also introduced significant increases in the minimum wage, mandatory sick pay, and there's also the auto-enrollment pension scheme coming down the line, which businesses will also have to contribute to.
Now, moving on, I don't know if you just heard Roderick O'Gorman there putting a very brave face on this embarrassing travel advisory from the US Embassy to anybody coming to Dublin about their personal safety. What's the reaction in government to that?
Yeah, this is a very interesting one from my colleague Wayne O'Connor about this, like you say, very embarrassing circular sent to US citizens here in Ireland. It's a warning you would expect someone going to not necessarily a war zone, but a city that would be known for violence and violent attack, to keep low profile, to limit the use of their headphones and all this. Look, of course the government are embarrassed by this. It's embarrassing in one sense, but it's also economically very dangerous, because if this is the kind of message that's going back to the US, who, remember, are one of our biggest foreign direct investment countries and have huge amounts of people working here as well as holidaying here. And when they do holiday here, they're big spenders. They're not afraid to flash the cash, and all the various tourist spots take advantage of them. So and they seem happy to come back and stay here. But if the message gets back to America that Ireland is no longer a safe place to go and isn't this kind of quaint quiet man type of scenario that they imagine it to be, it's going to have a huge impact on tourism, which is already suffering on the back of the refugee crisis and COVID pandemic.
Very embarrassing. I mean, your paper is reporting that the advisory is saying don't walk alone, especially at night, don't have valuables on display, safeguard things like credit cards and so on, don't wear the AirPods. All advice that, as you say, you would be expecting for somewhere that does actually have a very, very high crime rate. Go on.
But the reality is, it is good advice too for anyone who lives in the city. It is good advice. Like, if you're walking around with your phone out, your watch out, and your headphones in, you could be walking around waving about €1,000 worth of goods for someone who needs that money and who wants it, or maybe some young thug who just wants to do it for the crack.
The response I suggested to Roderick O'Gorman from government so far has all been concentrated on Garda numbers and increasing Garda presence on the streets in the city centre, and not about what is done to divert children from antisocial behaviour in the first place. Is there anybody in government talking that language, or is it all just about feet on the street?
No, I think they would accept that. I think people in the Department of Justice would say as well that there is community-led initiatives. They're very proud in government of the North Inner City Task Force, even though you would question how much work it has done, given the attack on that American tourist last week was in North Inner City Dublin. I think it is accepted that if you give people in communities, disadvantaged communities, at least an outlet to express themselves or to keep them busy, whether it be sports or some other form of extracurricular activity beyond schools, then you give them half a chance, you know. But if they've got nothing else to do and they don't have a lot of money and they don't have a a great environment, then look, this type of thing happens. It does happen the world over, but a load of police on the street will help to some form as well, but you need the additional stuff too.
Philip Ryan, political editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much. Coming up after the break, the whole year's problems with the price of diesel.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.